What you're about to hear is an excerpt from an interview Dr. Peter Hammond, a Rhodesian Christian and anti-communist, in July 2017.
Now, Peter, here in South Africa, a thing that's been in the news quite a bit and the thing that's concerning me a lot has been this talk of a bill which is basically a new form of censorship. And from what I've been picking up, these are draconian rules, absolutely of the worst kind. One of my friends who watches Europe a lot, he was saying that these are draconian laws. They are as bad as the kinds of laws that have been forced down the Germans' throats in Germany. And I've been very concerned by what I've been hearing about these laws. Is there anything that you can enlighten me on?
I can indeed. I've been to a number of meetings, including where the Deputy Minister of Justice, John Jeffrey, addressed us on the very specific subject of the hate speech provisions in the bill, and it was absolutely intriguing. I was at this meeting on the 15th of February in Cape Town, where the Deputy Minister of Justice, John Jeffrey, a Jewish member of the Southern Communist Party, who's in the department, been the one involved the whole way along with the process, and he addressed us, and we had over an hour opportunity, myself and other ministers and so on in Cape Town, to question him on its implications. Mm-hmm. So one of the first questions that we asked was, who has sponsored this bill? Where did this bill come from? Whose idea is it? Is this an ANC bill? And immediately he responded, no, that's a lie. It's a lie to call it an ANC bill. So we said, well, where did it come from? Who suggested it? And he said, oh, it was from social groups. It was outside independent social groups. So the next question was, which groups? His answer, the Jewish Board of Deputies and the LGBTQ lobby. And that was it, full stop. The Jewish Board of Deputies and the LGBTQ lobby. And from that, they produced this hate speech bill, which is now wanting to be put through Parliament to silence people who say anything that the powers that be don't like.
You kid me.
Yes, that is correct. And of course, I'd say they work together hand in hand, along with the Southern Communist Party, who's controlled the ANC since the 1950s at least. And I mean, we can see this. Some of the key people in the ANC, right from the early 50s, was Jewish Russian communists like Ronny Kashuls and Joe Slovo, and with several others, you'd know the names. And these people have been controlling the ANC. The ANC has basically been run by white Jewish communists, mostly from Russia, have been running the show. And then the homosexual lobbies got in. And so basically, the black faces you see in front of the ANC are in many ways the front men and the puppets. The people behind the scenes who are controlling the ANC are the Southern Communist Party, who are almost entirely a Jewish operation.
Is that true even now?
That is true even now. That is correct. You can see that even with the EFF, it's quite interesting that there's no doubt that the people who are controlling the EFF are the same people who are controlling Mandela and Mbeki. For example, Lord Renwick in England, he is seen regularly with this EFF leader, Julius Malema. Julius Malema goes to London regularly to get his orders from Lord Renwick, who is the same man who was the British controller for Nelson Mandela before he became president, and afterwards too. And Lord Renwick is, of course, part of the whole banking groups, completely Jewish controlled, and he's one of the controlled people. The EFF came out of ANC, and it looks like it's as meaningful an opposition as the anti-communist, royalist, monarchist groups that were proliferating in Europe in 1920s and 30s, all started by the Cheka, later the NKVD or the KGB, where the communists started up anti-communist groups and monarchist groups to control and neutralize opposition that they knew was coming. And so, as we know, the National Party got the AWB up and running. They got one of their security sergeants, that was Eugene de Blanche, and I was told by the head of military intelligence himself, that's General Major General Timmy Frenevold, that Eugene Branch was an operative for the security branch, and he was asked to set up this group with neo-Nazi images in order to attract people who they knew would be opposing National Party policies coming up in order to neutralize it, which is why everything the AWB and the Estergada tried to set up were neutralized, and they were arrested and they were blown apart before they could do anything significant, because the head of it was already organized and reporting back to the same government.
You know, that's interesting, because I'd heard rumors along those lines.